And say if he was going to hide behind that sofa over there, you'd say he had to do what so I couldn't see him?
Squat down.
Right. When he's squatting down, maybe if he kind of squat down like this, you know, this part of your leg right here, you'd say he was kind of squatting down on his...
honkers.
Right. So if you call that your honkers, have you ever heard anybody just say instead of squatting down, he hadn't hunkered down?
Yeah, I've heard that expression a lot of times.
How would you say that?
He hunkers over or hunkers down.
I see. Okay. Ask you about a few expressions now. Say if a man had been sick, you might say about him, well, old so-and-so's been sick. He's up and around now, but he still looks a little bit...
bad.
Ever heard peaked or puny?
Yeah, puny or peaked.
Being about the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Or what about a person who is talking about a man who can lift real heavy weights? You say he's mighty...
stone.
What about a man who just always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper? You say, oh, so-and-so sure is mighty...
pleasant.
Yes, sir. Or a boy, you know, when they're growing up, sometimes they'll reach an age where they just stumble over everything, and trip over their own feet. Yeah. You say, he sure is mighty...
he's clumsy.
Right. Well, what about somebody who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You just say, he's a plain...
foolish.
Right. Would you ever call him, come out and call him a fool?
Well, you hardly ever do.
Is that a pretty strong word to say?
Yeah, it is.
If you call somebody a...
fool, yeah.
Is there anything, supposed to be anything in the Bible against that, or...?
No, yes, if anybody... calls his brother a fool in danger of hell fire.
I see. Well, what about a man who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it? You might say he's just an old...
miser or tightwad.
Right. Okay. Say if I use the word common about somebody, I might say, well, that girl's just as common as she could be. What would that mean to you?
Well, that would mean she's not very bright and not very pleasant or not very well dressed.
I see. So it wouldn't be a nice thing to say about
somebody. No.
All right. We're talking about a person, maybe he's in his 90s, but he's still able to look after himself and he can do things for himself. You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
good shape.
Okay.
Or active.
Yes, sir. What about talking about a little boy who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark?
Yeah.
You'd say he's...
afraid or scared.
Right. Or talking about somebody who isn't afraid now, you might say, well, old so-and-so isn't afraid now, but he...
used to be.
Right. Or if it's the other way around, you might say, well, I don't understand why he's afraid now because he...
didn't used to be.
Yes. Say if a person leaves a lot of money lying around in plain sight and he leaves his doors unlocked.
Yeah.
You'd say, well, he sure is mighty...
foolish.
Or maybe
careless.
Okay. What about this? Say if I had a relative, I might say something like, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt so-and-so. It's just that every now and then she just acts kind of...
funny.
Would it be all right, or have you ever heard people use the word queer like that?
Yeah.
She acts kind of queer.
Yeah, it's queer, yeah.
As far as you can tell, has that word changed its meaning any over the years, where it means something different from peculiar?
Yeah, I've heard